It is the Christmas quiz. We're doing it the day of the third round FA Cup game. How Christmassy are you feeling, Phil?
Not very.
Dan, Christmassy?
No, it was ages ago, mate.
Steve sings a carol.
No. Yeah, I've come out the other side of Christmas. I'm very, very New Year focused. New Year with not capped up.
New Year, new Steve.
Not the New Year, you know what I mean? Yeah. 2023.
2023, New Year, new Steve.
Yeah.
Are you going to do better with this quiz than you have the last two or three times you've turned up?
No, I've been dreadful. After early domination in probably like 2012 or something.
Yeah.
I've had some really tough times.
Musical instruments being involved one year when we did it.
Yeah, that was like his buzzers. That,
so, remember, there was a Yule log.
In Park Street.
He used to get cake, and we've just reduced it to effectively nothingness. Chris Walsh, you've signed up for this quiz. The first one you've done. You've kept your hat on. It feels like a statement of intent.
It is. Well, it's also cold because it's Christmas.
It is Christmas, is right, Chris.
It's not the first one I've done, by the way.
Isn't it? Sorry.
No, I did one upstairs motel at some
Did Steve
point.
Win it?
No, Ben Jono, I think.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
He must have intimidated you. Just tell us that every right.
There was like someone pleasant
a cunt in 15 seconds.
Like, a massive asterisk behind that one, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. He has to give Naby Keïta a score, and then it all just went off.
just on Chris Hatt news, we went to Rangers a couple of months ago, and Chris supports the Chicago Bears NFL team, and without meaning to, spend 2 days walking around in a bright orange hat that had Bears
Imagine.
Absolutely incredible. Pete Bolswitz, your first one. It's definitely your first quiz. How are you feeling about this? These are shite.
I don't know, you know. I'm a bit not feeling Christmassy that.
But you're sat next to your fellow teacher. I think that you should be good on tests and shit like that, surely.
Yeah, but we've normally seen the test, Neil, that's the problem. And you haven't let us see it, so I'm just curious.
No one's seen it. Some would say it's not entirely written. Andy, what is your how are you feeling normally on top of tests? You were eager to do this. You were one of the reasons I delayed it.
Yeah, I was keen to do this. Although I'm the only one here who doesn't have a bevy, because I'm one of those dickheads who is actually going to stay off it for a wee bit.
Oh, really? So, because it's still Christmas though, mate. Literally, if there's ever a January,
so yeah, I heard the abuse Kev Walsh got on AFQ yesterday for even contemplating the idea of staying off it for a bit, so I'm ready for it.
Ready for it.
I'm looking forward to seeing Kev later, because it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. Neil, what's he got in store for us, do you reckon?
I'd have no idea at all. Mo, you were out last night. You were on it.
Well, technically, if anyone's listening, I was actually working last night. But, I mean, being out and working is kind of the same thing.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I wasn't really going to drink, but then someone asked me to pass you a can. And somehow I ended up opening it and started drinking. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm not expecting fireworks.